Okay, this is side two. I did receive your tape just a couple of days ago, and it was the tape dresses where you told me about that beautiful joyride you had with Ruth and Irene. I thought I would die listening to the agony of the entire trip. As you said, I probably would have left the vehicle and just walked home. I don't think I could have been as patient as you were with all the shenanigans, down the wrong highway, missing the turns, bypassing the places you wanted to go. It was unfortunate because it made it a long, dragged-out day. But as you say, you got back safe and sound, and that was the important thing. And you told me you contacted a lot of people, Cho-Cho, Don, Auntie Lizzie. This is nice. This makes me feel real good. And also that you heard from Ricky. I was real excited to hear that she was not going to take that job in Atlanta, Georgia. She was pretty definite on that. She had considered an opening at Fort Dix. Evidently, there is some old witch that works at Fort Dix, and nobody wants to work under her. At least this is what I've been told. Ricky is a real fine individual, extremely comical. Very, very funny person, Duchess. She's a cut-up, you know? And I have not worked with her that much because she has been all over the area as an assistant area supervisor. However, I was very glad that she did call you, and I think you would enjoy her company if she did get a chance to stop and visit with you. The reason she said I had a very difficult task here is because of the Thai element. It's extremely hard. It's a political situation, and you have to be very careful. It is unique. It's not what you anticipate, because you think you're coming to a war zone to work with American GIs who are fighting here. This is not true. I do have a great many acquaintances and some support from a lot of the battalion commanders around here. They can't give me the support they would like to. They just don't have it to give. But my participation of men utilizing the club is 90-some percent Thai. So that you cannot program activities in the same manner. They just would not be successful. So this is the difficult part of it. It's working with the Americans to support a Thai contingent. So, but it's a little different, and I think we've licked the hard part now. We have a nice club. It was not this, as you know. I'm very proud of it, Duchess. It has taken a great deal of effort and an awful lot of screaming to get it where it is a functioning club. I have one huge problem of supplies. I have done everything I can possibly think of outside of going to a general myself, which is about what I was ready to do. However, I did go to Commander Mittelstadt. He's our leading military man on this compound for the Americans. And he has sent me a Colonel Hill, who seems like he's going to get to the bottom of the supply problem and see if he can't help me. He has spent a few hours with me this week, and hopefully there will be a change in the very, very near future. I am out of things like ping pong balls, playing cards. My movie projector is broken. We don't have a worm gear, and I understand they're almost impossible to get. This kind of thing, you know, paper cups, paper napkins, paper plates. I can't get them. I need them. I don't need 10 or 20 a day. I need 300, maybe 400 a day, 7 days a week. I utilize a great many expendable items. So anyhow, we are surviving, to say the least, and our attendance is almost the best in all of Vietnam. And for this, I am very, very proud. We were the lowest. And there is one other club, the Jet Set, that very often beats us in attendance. But this is the replacement compound where all the men in this area must process through and process out when they leave, in and out at this compound, so that their attendance can fluctuate 30 to 40,000 per month, depending upon how many men are coming in and out of country. So, as I say, I am pleased about what has taken place. Oh dear, what else? Oh, I got a statement today from the First National Bank, and I had mailed a week or two ago, I guess it's about 2 weeks. Anyway, I mailed them a personal check from my checking account of $1,000 because I had too much money in my checking account. I don't need $2,000 in my checking account. So I mailed them a check, and they got it, and they deposited it to my savings account, which was real good. And right now, there's just over $5,000 in my savings account. How about that? I haven't mentioned it, Duchess, and I just think of it now. Perhaps you are, but if you were not, maybe from time to time you could take my savings account book to the bank and they will update it. It's not that important, I guess, but just so you'll have an idea. And of course, if you're ever in need of any money, it's there. Anyway, I was kind of pleased about that. Because this is the place to make the dollar. It really is. You could spend some, but not an awful lot. Because I managed to do pretty good, Duchess. Even though I don't get around, you know, to these other cities, I do have people shopping for me once in a while. The 11th, I guess it was, Monday or Tuesday. I don't know, maybe it was Tuesday. Anyway, one of the days we had a currency change. We had, what they do is they don't tell anybody in advance, see, it's all kind of top secret. But that morning that it's going to take place, nobody is allowed on or off post. No local nationals are allowed on post. They cannot come to work. And no military people are allowed off post. This is so no money can get past the gates. And what they do is you have to hand in all your MPC, your military paper currency. You hand it in, and then the next day they give you new currency. This would be a new series of military money. Of course, it all looks like monopoly money, all of it. But in doing this, they find they have usually millions of dollars that has not been turned in, which means this money is in the hands of the local nationals. This money usually finds its way to the communists, to the VC, to the black market people. So it's good to do this frequently. They had one here last October. We also had one time, well, just recently, they had it in Korea. Carolyn told me about it, and they hadn't had one in Korea for almost 4 years. And I think it's a good idea to do it almost annually, sometimes even sooner than that, because then you have a better chance of killing some of that money that's out on the market. It's worthless. You see, and they caught some people at the gate trying to come in to the compound with $7,000 and $8,000 worth of paper money because they want to give it to a GIC to change over into something that has a value. Of course, a lot of GIs make out on this because if somebody gives them $10,000, he may split it, take five and give them five back, but at least they have $5,000. If he didn't do it for them, they wouldn't have any money, see? So, there's a lot of shady deals, I'm sure, are made, but still, the government, I think, saves money, because it takes a lot of money to print new money, so I don't know how much ahead of the game we are. Let's see, what else? I owe so many letters, so many tapes. You are the only person I have taped to. Anne said she had a tape for me. I haven't taped to Churchill. I made one tape in the very beginning of July. And I don't think I taped at all in June. So she hasn't had but one tape in several months. And I know I'm very, very guilty. I told you I had a couple of, one little note from both, from Bonnie, Bruce, and John. I have not answered that in any shape or form. I don't know what I do with my time, but I sure manage to use it. What else? I'm well, I'm very well, I feel real fine. My cold has been gone. I still have a tickle, but it's only when I speak, like making the tape, you know, that bothers me at all. My foot is good, Duchess. I've had no problems with my foot at all. None whatsoever. I think that if I was not careful, I could pull it out of place or whatever I do to it. So I'm being very, very careful. I'm being so careful, I even gained 2 or 3 pounds just watching that I don't walk too much or I don't run or what have you. Gee, this tape is out already. And I thought I had so many other things to say. goodness. Tell Mother hi. I should write to my mother. I haven't even done that. In fact, tell everybody I said hello. Just know that I'm real good. No problems. And take care, Duchess. And thank you very much for all the mail. I appreciate all those good things.